tunnel, its mercy's history. The Queen's Way and the King's Way is used by...
Hello and welcome to the Art in Liverpool podcast, for and about the visual arts in Liverpool. Brought to you by DefNet Media and artinliverpool.com. I'm Neil Morin, and I'm joined by Ian Jackson. No one knows more about the visual arts in Liverpool than Ian. Hello.
Hello.
And last Monday, I was down in the Mersey Tunnels with artist Alan Dunn, and he'd arranged a tour for artists involved in his latest project called A Soundtrack for a Mersey Tunnel. The CD, which he launched that day, it has 27 tracks with the likes of APAT, Caroline Crabell and Phil Hargreaves, Becky Shaw, Wibke Hot and the Tunnel Choir, and Pete Wiley. It was cold, noisy and dirty, but at the same time it was really interesting. Alan is going to make the CD available on a kind of like ad hoc basis to cars travelling through the tunnels, such as the 233rd car and the one that comes through past at, you know, 2 minutes and 33 seconds. That's the time it takes to travel through the tunnel. And he's also going to make it available to people on the 433 bus, which is featured on the cover of the CD. There are some real gems on the CD, and the one which really jumped out at me was this Wibke Hot, the Tunnel Choir, which was really brilliant and just really made me smile. I've got a copy which I'm going to make available. The competition question being, if anybody knows the name of the album which APAT are releasing soon, if you want to email neil@defnetmedia.com, then you can win a copy of this CD, this soundtrack for a Mersey Tunnel, which you can then listen to very happily as you travel backwards and forwards through the Mersey Tunnel. And for those of you that don't win the competition and you want to sample some of the music that's on there, you can listen via Alan's website, which is alandunn67.co.uk. That's www.alandunn, which has got double N at the end, 67.co.uk. So that's all that I was up to, and that was last week.